According to this week's Crop Progress and Conditions Report from USDA's National Agriculture Statistics Service in Florida, moderate to heavy rains fell on the state in the week ending this past Sunday, July 7th. In the major growing areas across the state, numbers from FAWN, Florida's Automated Weather Network, Mariana in Jackson County received the most rain with 7 inches. Quincy in Gadsden County received the second highest amount of rain at 6 inches. Dufuniac in Walton County, Mayo in Lafayette County, Northport in Sarasota County, Carrabelle in Franklin County, and Citra in Marion County received more than 5 inches of rain. The majority of the state received 1 inch of rain or more. Now, some areas of the state did receive amounts totaling even more from that low-pressure area out in the Gulf of Mexico this past weekend, but the FAWN numbers were from the crop-growing areas. When it comes to field crops, the threat of disease to crops due to moisture accumulating in the fields was present across the state. Farmers in the Panhandle were trying to finish up the planting of soybeans, while the harvesting of hay was delayed due to excess rain. The peanut crop condition was called 1% poor, 14% fair, 54% good, 31% excellent, as peanut pegging was at 50%. For fruits and vegetables, NAS reports watermelon harvesting continued in Central Florida but was complete in North Florida. Vegetables and fruits being marketed included okra, tomatoes, and watermelons. And statewide, the pasture conditions were called good. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.